Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. Today, in this session, we will be discussing about personality development. Personality development is a very important topic for everybody. And personality is something which everybody is looking for. Everybody craves for a pleasant personality, a good personality. And nowadays, our personality has become a determinant factor in our career progression. It is important for our personal life and our professional life. So, personality makes us presentable all the time. It means to have one of our own style so that we look presentable, we look good to others, and we face the world with a smile. A good personality also helps us in reducing stress and facing conflicts. If somebody has a good personality, in long term, he'll have better relationships and better reputation among colleagues, superiors, and among his or her friends. So, personality is very important. We all have heard one very popular phrase: first impression is the last impression. And learners, personality is very important to cast that first impression. Personality has two important components. One component is our outlook, the way we look, the way we carry ourselves, the way we dress ourselves. And the second very important component is our inward traits. Our inward traits include our behavior, our attitude, the way we look at things, and the way we treat people. So, outlook and our inward traits together make our personality. Self-confidence is again very important element of personality. When we dress well, when we feel confident, we are able to handle situations without any anxiety, without any hassle, and we are able to talk to people with ease. When we are feeling confident, we can engage our listeners. So try and practice confidence, and confidence comes with knowledge. One also has to have very good command over communication skills. Communication skills is not only about language. It is also about speaking skills, and it is also about developing your speech skills. Improve your pronunciation, work on your vocabulary, and practice to be a good listener. Try to have a positive attitude and look at the brighter side in all sorts of situations. This not only helps in having a positive attitude towards life, but it also helps us to look people and treat people with a positive feel. Always try to develop a credibility among people by your dressing, by your talking, and by keeping your words. You become more credible, and again, this adds to your personality. Now, we will talk of the ways or methods through which you can work on improving your personality. So, first and foremost thing, what you have to do is, you have to gain and collect knowledge about your field. You should be aware what is happening around, what is happening in your surroundings. You should be aware of news. You should watch informative programs on television. You should read books and magazines to be updated with the trends and the industry you are working in. You should be aware of that industry. It will make you aware of the trends. It will make you aware of the changes occurring in your surroundings. And that knowledge will make you confident, which will look at your face. The second thing to improve your personality is the healthy body. Always try to eat a balanced diet which is rich in nutrients. Take fresh fruits, take vegetables. Try to work on your appearance and your physical health. Learners, we all are gifted with a particular body. We have our shape, we have our height, color, which we cannot change. But if we maintain our health, if we maintain and carry ourselves properly, that body, that color, that height, even with all our features, we can have a good and pleasant personality. So work on your physical health, work on your mental health, and exercise daily, exercise regularly. Play games, go for a morning walk, or whatever suits to your body, but always follow, always try to do some cardiac activities so that a glow, a healthy look will be there on your face. This will add to your personality. Try to dress smartly. The kind of occasion you are going for, like you're going for a meeting or you're going for a presentation or maybe you're going for a business event. For all sorts of occasions, dress accordingly. Accessorize your dress, your outfit optimally. Do not overdo it, but do not completely ignore it even. And in the end, focus on your speaking style. Although these are not the only parameters, these are not the only ways and tricks which will work for you, you can always find and practice what is working best for you. But gaining knowledge, maintaining a healthy body, dressing smartly, and having a good expressive speaking style will definitely make and groom your personality. So, after these quick tips, we will talk in detail about grooming, about body language, and about presentation skills. So let's start and understand what grooming is. Being well groomed is not only reserved for rich people or for stylish people. Everybody should be groomed and everybody can be groomed. It takes little time, it takes a few efforts, self-confidence, and little bit of willingness to be groomed. The first and foremost agenda of grooming is to maintain cleanliness and hygiene. Take a shower, groom yourself, shower before you're going for a meeting or for a presentation. It is not specified for a medical reason only, but taking a shower also helps to brighten up your mood and your instincts. Choose your soap according to your skin. Use those toiletries and soaps which are less harmful for your skin. And wear a deodorant or a smell which is good for you, because that clean smell, that fresh smell always gives an enthusiastic feeling and keeps you on the toes the entire day. And very importantly, you have to maintain a good oral hygiene. Brush twice daily, keep your teeth clean, and after every meal, try to gargle or try to clean your mouth, rinse your mouth. So taking shower, maintaining oral hygiene will keep you healthy. Additionally, keep your nails trimmed or keep your nails properly manicured. Even if the girls are having long nails, they should be properly maintained. And for male members, they should shave properly, because a shaved face, a cleanly shaved face, will look more groomed. And the second essential part, apart from cleanliness and hygiene, is the dressing up. As we talked, you should be dressed according to the occasion. Your clothes should be clean and your clothes should be comfortable. Try to follow the trend. Try to choose good colors, the acceptable colors. Like in formal, we have certain color codes or certain colors which are soothing to our eyes. And in certain occasions, even bright colors are permitted. So choose colors and accessories carefully. Your footwear, they should be comfortable, because at times when you're going for work, you need to carry your footwear all day long. So they should be comfortable and they should not make cranky noise. So learners, if you want to be groomed, maintain cleanliness, maintain hygiene, dress up well, and do care for your look. Next, we will talk about our body language. Body language is very essential part of communication and it adds to our personality. Body language is something which cannot be eliminated, and it automatically comes with our talking, walking, and everything we do. Key elements of body language are our face expressions, because when we talk, when we communicate, we smile, we frown, We at times show neutral face. We show anger. So whatever we speak, whatever we even not speak, our facial expressions indicate all of that. Next key element of body language is eyes. Our eyes notice everything. So whenever we talk, we make visual contact. And when we avoid facing somebody, we tend to avoid visual contact. We actually express feeling through our eyes. So our eyes are very important part of body language. And the next element is our posture. The posture includes how we hold our head, we hold our shoulders, legs, arms, and each part of the body. Each part of the body works together and sends non-verbal signals. For example, when we listen to something carefully, we tilt our head or we slump our shoulders. When we are avoiding something, we hold our hands. So this is our body posture. And the fourth element is gestures. By now, we have talked of face, we talked of eyes, then we talked of posture. Now, the fourth element is our gestures. Our gestures are the expressions which we make through our hands. For example, when we say hello, we shake hands. When we say yes, we move our head. When we say no, we make a gesture using our hand, head, or our face. So these gestures also play a very important part in communication and also personality. So now onwards, try noticing gestures what other persons are showing when you're talking to them, and also keep a notice of your gestures when you are communicating with people. These gestures, trust me, play a very important part in your presentation skills. The next element is your voice. When we speak, at times we speak loudly, at times we speak slowly, at times soothingly. So our voice, intonation, our language, they also give certain signals to the listener. So the message we send, our voice will decide its impact. Other elements of body language are movement, touch, and appearance. So the way we look, the way we walk, the way we move towards the another person, and the way we touch, these all also play a very important role in body language. So first we were talking of grooming, and then we talked of body language. The another very important part, which is being very influential and increasingly used, is presentation skills. Nowadays, if you're associating your career in corporates or in government sector, no matter in which sector you're working, presentation skills will always be useful. Either you're talking to your friends, either you're presenting to your family or to your team members in your company. So, to give effective presentation, try to follow these tips. First and foremost rule of an effective presentation is a good preparation. So when you are going for a preparation, practice your speech, practice your script, and before presentation, make sure your material, your equipments are in working condition. And imagine the accurate picture of how you will be speaking. So practice makes you perfect. Practice makes everyone perfect. So preparation is the key for effective presentation. Whenever you're going for presentation, use ample of examples, your personal examples, your stories, many questions to the audience. This will really help you to make your presentation interactive. And before going for presentation, keep yourself relaxed. See, public speaking is counted as one of the fears. So when you are going to speak to people, keep yourself relaxed. Focus on your message, not the audience. Stay relaxed because you know you have prepared well. And use gestures, walking patterns, and hand movements to make your presentation more understandable, more interactive. Humor is very important. Not everybody is a comedian, but a natural humor or a poking fun is very good to make presentation interesting. So in between your presentation, you can even make fun. Body and hand positions are very important because while you are practicing your presentation or you are actually making a speech to the people, you happen to move your hands and your body. So decide your positions, maybe at the center, one towards your right, other one towards your left. So practice these positions and even your hand positions. Move your hands, do not restrict them from moving so that you will look more friendly, you will look more comfortable. And the last thing, pay attention to the even minute details. Before speaking, before going for presentation, understand your audience. You should be knowing that to whom you are speaking, which language they'll be comfortable with, how large will be the audience. Accordingly, select visual aids and audio aids to suit your presentation. So with this, we conclude our session. Today, we learnt about personality development. We learnt about its elements, our outlook, our inward traits. And then we talked of grooming, body language, and presentation skills. Thank you.